How does one work with Vedana and neutral sensations? So that, I mean, Vedana is of three types: Dukkha Vedana, Sukha Vedana, Dukkha Masukha Vedana. So Dukkha Vedana, unpleasant or painful Vedana, sensation, Sukha Vedana, pleasant sensation, and neither unpleasant or pleasant, sort of neutral. And the I think one of the things that's helpful to remember is the when the Buddha speaks of Vedana, feeling, and it's like a feeling, the feeling tone of experience, that we there are certain tendencies that are triggered with the different Vedana, so that pleasant sensation, pleasant feeling, has the tendency to stimulate desire. Unpleasant sensation has the tendency to stimulate aversion. Neutral sensation has the tendency to trigger delusion. So that in working with the neutral sensation, you know, and in reality, as you investigate and experience things, you realize that, you know, probably the majority of our experience is more of a neutral tone than anything, really. So that if we're experiencing more neutral sensation and we're following the pattern that usually happens, then we're probably experiencing more delusion than anything as well. So that, and that's the function of mindfulness. That is the direct result of establishing attention, awareness, mindfulness, is it helps to clarify experience, and particularly when it's, say, with neutral. Because with the neutral, then it's ill-defined, and we either get bored and drift off into some fantasy or distraction in some way. So then, by clarifying the neutral sensation, paying attention to the quality of the experience, taking an interest, so that there, because the nature of the human mind in general, and certainly kind of the modern human mind that is inured to sensory bombardment, we don't, you know, neutral is really really not very interesting, so that it's easy for the mind to drift off or get bored or be unsettled by something neutral, because it's not clear, it's not defined, it's not precise. Sometimes we'd be much happier suffering because at least it's clear, which is a telling sort of comment on the nature of our human condition. So bringing up interest, bringing up attention, and working with the neutral, in the sense of developing a continuity of attention, so that there's and recognizing the ways that the mind either gets bored or gets distracted or looks for something else, that doesn't want to stay with something that is neutral, and to so that taking an interest in the quality, and you start seeing when you start to unpack the neutral sensations that one's experiencing, neutral feeling of experience, then you start seeing, well, there actually is all sorts of more things there to take an interest in and learn from. Okay. This is the last question today.